every time we open bird or during the open birding period, it's for vegetation that either originates on your property or is blown into your property by the wind. We're not looking for, you know, a huge like monster brush piles, but just something that's manageable that can be open, that can be burned during the time period for the day. I think open birding, I think it ends at, I think at like 7 o'clock in the evening time. We'd really like for people to abstain from burning when it's super windy and super dry. And if you're going to be burning on your property, we'd like for you to stand by while everything is burning so that you have positive control over the fire, have a water source, keep it plenty of distance away from like spruce trees or any kind of like pine trees because they're pretty flammable. And then we need to make sure that we're not burning fence lines that could catch on fire and communicate to other buildings on other people's property. It's just need to exercise a little common sense. And I would say that if anybody had any questions about the specificity of the ordinance, to hop on the city's website and search open burning for Marshalltown, Iowa.
You know, it's been very dry, although, you know, the last few days we've had some rain, but still pretty dry out there. And we are getting, like today, it's going to be pretty windy. You know, right. if you're out in the country and maybe you're doing a prairie burn or you're burning something out in the country, that can get away from you really, really fast.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So what should we do? I mean, like if I'm a farmer and I'm burning something, we really need to be aware of the conditions, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, I would avoid burning any type of like prescribed burn if it's windy. I think there's a wind upper limit requirement or in our ordinance, but I don't know, that doesn't really apply to outside the county. You have to use a little common sense to make sure that you know, the fire won't get away from you. One of the things that we've experienced in the recent past is we had a cornfield fire last week, or maybe it was earlier this week. I can't remember. They kind of run together. But, you know, farm equipment, we're in harvest right now, a combine dropped a spark in a cornfield and then kind of took off. So those are pretty dangerous situations. So, you know, obviously I'm not a farmer and I've been a fireman my entire life, but, you know, it makes sense that we check our equipment to make sure everything's lubricated and operating properly. You know, check your equipment, make sure that there's, you know, no friction points or, you know, bearings that are bad to create heat and drop a spark on your field. And that's a good way to kind of mess up your bottom line, I suppose, when you're bringing your crop in, especially now that everything's ready to be harvested.